Welcome to DSL, Date, Sex, and Love, a podcast on provocative topics on love, sex, and dating. This week, I and my guest will be talking about unpopular opinions in relationships, what's in and what's not on sex, plus juicy and hilarious dating scenarios we can totally relate to and learn from. Let's get started. Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of the DSL podcast. Let's just say part two of the Love Triangle episode. So a whole lot of angles are coming through this story. Like we can see it from this angle and we can see it from that angle, and I'm highly impressed. For someone, she blamed me.
I blamed Jumoke and Stella because they did not ask for the full gist. Really, actually, we used to do that mistake. Let us be asking Jumoke.
Me, like I was to blame for the whole ish, for the whole triangle. Hello, I'm just an observer. But hey, if that is what you guys think, okay, you can put the blame on me. No, don't put the blame on me. I take that back. Okay, so I decided to allow you to listen to the different angles some of our fans have brought in. I want you to listen in. And if you agree, fine. If you don't, yeah, I'm very sure each one of them represent your thoughts. So here it goes. Let's hear out from our fans.
Okay, so who do I blame? In the old story, I'll blame Amaka for not saying the complete truth about why they broke up. Some people are saying they blame Stella for using Panadol for another person's headache. Yes, she used Panadol for another person's headache, which is one of the mistakes that she did, because in this life, there are really no true friends again. So the best thing is just to stick to yourself and just, if they are your friends, fine, but don't use Panadol for their headache. Because she was just trying to be a good friend. Okay, let me be a good friend to my friend. Somebody hurts my friend, let me hurt the person back. And that's what she was just trying to do. Even in her dealings with the guy, she stuck to her script. She didn't ask the guy, oh, what happened between you and the other or your former girlfriend, your ex, because it might make her change her mind. But she didn't ask. She stuck to her script and played the script very well. And that was what happened, and that was what she did. Not knowing her friend was just the deceiving, and was not. She was a good friend to Amaka, but Amaka was never a good friend to her.
When I started listening to the Love Triangle, I thought it was going to have the same ending as most plots with a twist. However, I was pleasantly surprised at the end and at how wrong I was. That is what I would call a super plot twist. Kudos to the writer and of course the narrator, who made me feel like I was on the same emotional roller coaster as the characters.
This is an excellent job. Well done. Kudos. Okay, so I listened to it earlier today and just it's cool. It's really, really good. So my thoughts on the situationship. Okay, I don't know. I feel like Stella could have gone back to check up on him. Yes. After hearing from Amaka and finding out that she was deceived, she should have gone back to check up on him. I mean, what if he died? What if he had died, rather? That would definitely be like a double burden on her. So whatever she could do to salvage the situation, even if it was already at the dying minutes, already at the 11th hour, she should have gone back, made an attempt to look for this guy at the hospital, wherever, explain things to him, ask him for forgiveness. It will go a long way to giving her peace of mind. I was actually hoping, maybe it's too much of Nollywood, I was also hoping that she could have developed feelings for him while she was using him. She could have developed feelings for him and then later on go back to him and see what they can do of their situationship. She shouldn't have just let it go like that. No, it's unfair.
I absolutely enjoyed the last episode of Love Triangle 1. It was really nice. The storyline just totally kept me hooked, and I really wanted to hear what happened, even though I was so upset with Amaka and Stella. I'm like, what kind of plan is that? But it was really intriguing. I wanted to hear it to the end. And I absolutely loved... My favorite part was just the background noise. It was really realistic. Adi Jonoke did a great job. Her voice is very soothing. And it's not, you know, it doesn't annoy you. It's really, really nice. Good job, guys. Jammy FM doing a great, great job.
Okay, so... I like to give a review on the podcast. I feel Amaka was very insensitive, selfish, and her friends too were also to blame because they should have asked for the full story before going into blaming the guy and the other girl for wanting to take revenge on someone else's behalf. I mean, who does that nowadays, you know, wanting to date your friend's ex so you can get revenge for her? Nobody does that anymore. It doesn't even make sense. It's a very stupid idea. But I feel for the girl dating the guy for that long and then finding out at the end that her friend Amaka was at fault. It was really sad, really. And I don't know how they can handle it now. The guy finally finds out that it was a setup and all those to get revenge for Amaka. I just feel the friends didn't really dig deep into what the issue really was, because if they were dating for that long, or maybe they had a relationship and they were really close, it should have been one of the friends' duty to find out from the guy what caused their breakup, because it's always good to hear from both parties. You can't just assume from one person that he broke up with you and then why? No reason. You don't give any reason. There always has to be a reason. Either the lady is at fault or the guy is at fault, or there's a misunderstanding between two of them. That's, you know.
Okay, that was quite interesting, right? Somebody said Amaka is chopping her life. Like, yeah, she's the babe. Oh my God. No, I don't agree. Amaka should have done that. Amaka should have told us the truth. And for some of you that say we didn't ask, we asked her and she was just crying. You know, she did not reveal to us that, oh, I'm crying because I got caught. I got caught cheating. But she just kept crying and crying and crying. We just felt like the guy as per, you know, Yoruba demon level has broken her heart. But it's okay. It's fine. Probably we should have, you know, kept on asking what happened, Amaka. What's really happened? And for someone, Stella is an awesome friend. Everybody needs a Stella in their life, right? Yes. Let's be honest. A lot of girls are not that loyal in friendships. So let's give it up for Stella for actually, you know, being loyal to Amaka and sticking out to the plan. But anyways, everyone deserves a Stella. Everyone deserves a loyal friend. Probably that plan was too extreme, but yeah, we do deserve a loyal friend. You know you want a loyal friend, okay? And for somebody, they actually blame Tai for not talking about his past. So I guess this here has also taught us that we should discuss about our past relationships. What happened in there? What did you learn? Why did you break up? Always put it as a habit to ask that person, well, what happened in your past relationship? If the person keeps on saying, oh, I'm not ready to talk about it, it's a red flag somewhere. I'm not ready to talk about it. Ah, don't worry. It's nothing serious. There is something lying in there. There is something you need to know. So yeah, reveal your past relationship experience and hear out your partner's past relationship experience. You can learn something from there. Honestly, you can. Okay, so I really want to thank you. Thank you to our fans. I am so appreciative of this. I really, really, really love the fact that you listen, you download, and you share. Thank you so much. You can also subscribe to the DSL podcast on jammit.fm and listen via iTunes or Google Podcast. Till I come your way again, I remain your host, AJ.